This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The evidence is mounting, and mounting very, very quickly, that there is a massive cover-up underway taking place dealing with what's really happening with Ebola, not just here, but in Europe and Africa, the Middle East, and around other parts of the world. If you've got healthcare workers that have some protection getting it, you better believe the people in the waiting rooms, the people on the ambulances, the people that were around these individuals when they get sick, the people that flew on the airplane with the nurse when she was contagious and had a fever, have been exposed, and you would expect to see some cases. The fact that they say there aren't any new cases other than this doctor that came in from Africa, the fact that they're saying there are no new cases, when we have medical doctors on and off the record, as well as Border Patrol, saying that they're being told people with Ebola are being disappeared. And we're even naming the hospitals where this is happening. That's all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. In fact, I'm going to have our guys move some of the Kit Daniels, Paul Watson, Adon Salazar articles about that breaking news yesterday and put that into a new post that has all three of those articles in it. So that it stays on the front page of Infowars.com. Because that is major, major news, and we need to force a debate about where are these people going that are disappearing. Notice we're not hearing rebuttals from the Harry Truman Medical Center there in Missouri. To the medical doctor that told us that he's talked to doctors there that are his friends and nurses, and they say people come in that look like they have Ebola, in one case, blood coming out of every orifice, and they are disappeared by the feds. That's what senior Border Patrol people have said on record and others off record, and then we have another major medical doctor saying the same thing, and we're following up, let's not exaggerate, more than 20 other medical doctors and nurses right now, and a lot of these are getting confirmed. Confirm that they work at these medical facilities around the country and that they're seeing the same thing. We're getting hits on the East Coast and then right up the middle from Texas right up into Illinois where people are traveling who came into Dallas and came into New York and other areas. So I don't know how bad it really is, but it's bad. And the government is in the news spinning it, saying, oh, there's no confidence in us. Why are people panicking? Ebola's no big deal. Because you said you could be vomited on by somebody that had it and you wouldn't get sick. And that's just not true. Clearly, this Ebola's gotten stronger. Clearly, it used to only live in the body for 3 days. Or you'd be infectious and it'd show up in 3 days. Now it's 21 days, then 41 days, then 70 days. And everything we've been told has turned out to not be true. So that's why there's a loss of confidence. I don't want this to be a pandemic. I don't want this to even be an epidemic. I want this to go away. I live here just like you do. I have children. I don't want the ratings that come with a crisis like this. Because it distracts and diverts from all the other big news. Obama moving to use executive orders to totally open the borders. By the way, there's some good news on that front. Infowars.com, Steve Watson, Judge Obama, a candidate for impeachment if he gives illegals green cards. And that was announced yesterday that Obama is just saying issue resident alien cards to anybody that wants them. That was announced yesterday. We're going to get into that report as well. But again, doctor in New York City is sick with Ebola. And then you got the governor making statements like he's self-quarantined when everybody knows he was on the subway, bowling, restaurants, and taxi cabs. And the New York governor's lying as usual. That's why they're so confident.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ebola crisis is beginning to spiral out of control. We can unequivocally say the fix is in. There is a concerted, orchestrated effort taking place right now, ladies and gentlemen, by the state, federal, and also UN world government systems to deceive the public of the planet from Africa to the United States, from Spain to Japan, about the true scope of this crisis. The populous continent of Africa, home to close to a billion people, what is it, 800 million or something, has at least five countries with people contracting Ebola, spreading it at an exponential growth curve, set to be 1.4 million by the end of the year, according to the World Health Organization's own computer models. Ebola has mutated over 300 times this year alone, according to the World Health Organization and CDC. We know that it now can live in the body and
basically be contagious over a very long period of time, not the previous 3 days. There's evidence that it's also contagious, not just when you're showing symptoms, but before. But there's a concerted effort run by the new czar to lie to the public about that. That's why there's a massive loss of confidence taking place. We interviewed a medical doctor yesterday on air. The story and the video is up on Infowars.com, who talked about the Truman Medical Center in Missouri, where reportedly at least one patient showing signs of Ebola, bleeding out of every orifice, was disappeared. Now, whether they had Ebola or not, the disappearance of patients in Dallas and in Kansas City, outside Kansas City and other areas, is a big deal. And the media is so lapdog, the establishment dinosaur media, that's the only reason that they're able to pull stuff like this. This is a big deal. We have a former senior Border Patrol agent that we were put in contact with by current Border Patrol people that are senior on record here earlier in the month saying they're disappearing people who have Ebola coming in over the border. And the CDC has vans and people in spacesuits disappearing them. That was 3 weeks ago. Border agent Zach Taylor, he joined us on the broadcast, October 10th. We have another major medical doctor in Dallas who manages major hospitals. I'll just leave it at that. Who told us exactly what we heard from the medical doctor by name yesterday, a week and a half ago. When Anthony Gucciardi and Paul Joseph Watson travel to Dallas to investigate. I know this individual. He also lives in Austin part of the time. I'll just leave it at that. This medical doctor. Paul Watson was there as well before he flew back to England last Monday. So do you understand that straight-faced medical doctors are saying this is going on? And no one rebuffs us. No one responds. It's going on. There is a cover-up taking place. Governor Cuomo has come out and said that the medical doctor who contracted Ebola in Africa and who came back to the United States and who got through the JFK screening for Ebola, which isn't screening, had self-quarantined. Ladies and gentlemen, he's on record being at a restaurant hours before he tested positive, a Subway that day, a cab, and a bowling alley. He was a busy beaver. And they're calling him a humanitarian doctor. And I think doctors that go and fight Ebola are heroes. And other healthcare people, I admire them. But it's not heroic to not self-quarantine in Africa out of the hot zone for a month, is what they really recommend, not 21 days, and then to come back here. You do not come back here when you've been in wards with people with Ebola. You do not bring Ebola patients into the U.S. and stick them in regular hospitals. You don't bring them in, period. You treat them in country. That's always been the default federal law. England has the same laws. They never brought one patient in. They shut down their flights 2 months and 2 weeks ago. Keep saying 2 months. It's now been 6 weeks. France and others. Do you understand? That's why I'm so concerned, because this is definitely on purpose now. You can't say it's ineptitude anymore. Some of it's ineptitude, but at its heart is a deliberate conspiracy. Now, you've got to ask, why do they want this? Vaccine sales coming up in December, January, with the new vaccines they've got online, just magically after 35 years of Ebola? Martial law, medical martial law, a distraction from all the scandals? This new czar who gives speeches about how there's too many black people in Africa, who works for Al Gore and is basically a eugenicist, who's an expert at divvying up money in a public crisis and turning it into a boondoggle. He's basically running the media now, telling them to tell everybody everything's fine. That'd be one thing if they were trying to shut down the borders and shut down these flights. And they were telling us, okay, we have a few Ebola cases. We're taking them to these military level 4 facilities where we can work on them in pressure rooms. They're not doing that. They're leaving everything open while disappearing people to train government to be in on the criminal conspiracy and to corrupt the medical corps in this country. That's why they always did secret medical experiments in other parts of the world. And here domestically was to create groups of people who they could basically burn anytime they wanted who'd done secret medical experiments. This is a corruption process of what they're doing. And now Obama has come out, we've got the clip, with a chilling statement. And Paul Joseph Watson has the article at Infowars.com. And Obama says that this is a trial run for a deadlier airborne disease. And that is exactly what is going on here. They are bare minimum using this to practice controlling the media, to practice getting hospitals to do what they're told under federalization, to practice getting the police, the fire departments, the EMTs, the hospitals, the media to go along with lies. You heard the police officers and firefighters calling yesterday, one after another, confirming what was already in mainstream news, but not just in New York, but departments in Missouri and Michigan and Texas saying, yeah, we've been told don't say Ebola. We've been told cover up Ebola cases when we find them. And then now people are disappearing. Obama, and here's the big angle we're going to investigate. This is what I want Watson and all the writers to look into right now. Decide which of you is getting into it, and let's go with this because it just clicked. Remember that executive order he signed 3 months ago to permanently detain, if they want, anybody with any respiratory illness or sign of it? That's with the flu coming up. Obama signs an executive order to allow detention of Americans with respiratory illnesses. Amendment comes in wake of Ebola scare. And the reason I knew this was so important is the minute Paul Joseph Watson reported on this, the minute we reported on this, we got attacked by White House run groups and MSNBC and Media Matters, openly run by the White House, direct conduit on record. See, they show how scared they are. When we pointed that out, that he changed it, they went, oh, big deal. There's been executive orders since the 60s. If there's a contagious, you know, deadly disease, we can quarantine you. No, it said for any sign of it. It's unprecedented. Just like they freaked out 2.5 months ago when we said shut down the borders, shut down the West African flights. When everybody else was doing it, they said, oh, Drudge is crazy. Alex Jones is crazy and bad. You know, there's no Ebola danger. It's racist. It's insane. It's deranged, close quote. To say that people could fly in or that if we bring medical workers in, they could get people sick. What's happening right now in New York City? What happened in Spain? My gut tells me there's probably hundreds of Ebola cases, if not thousands right now. In Europe, in the U.S., in areas that let people in. It's a no-brainer. We know the spread rate. The average Ebola patient infects 2 people. Look it up. That's CDC's own numbers. And now they keep saying, oh, has it mutated? Has it gotten tougher? They have all the mutations. They know. They're just not telling us. We don't need them to tell us. Of course it's gotten more powerful. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. Stations should not be airing over this because this is a network break. This is our money we pay to not have some of these ads. This is so important, okay? My point is it's so important we lose money when we don't air these ads because, quite frankly, the ads won't even matter soon if we don't turn this country around and this planet around from the evil program that's being brought in. They fund the terrorists, they attack us, they take our liberties. They let the Ebola in, people start dying, they use that as a way to power grab. So let's play the Obama clip of him saying that this is basically a trial run, extremely cryptic. Here it is.
There may come a time, sometime in the future, where we are dealing with an airborne disease that is much easier to catch and is deadly. And in some ways, this has created a trial run for federal, state, and local public health officials and healthcare providers, as well as the American people, to understand the nature of that and why it's so important that we're continually building out our public health systems, but we're also practicing them.
There you go.
And keeping them in tip-top shape.
That's right. It's about federalization, internationalization of the healthcare, centralization, and central deception. And then getting everybody used to, during the crisis, lying. But it isn't a trial run. Ebola is here. It's killing people. This disease doesn't kill 0.1% like the flu does. This disease kills 70% when you get medical treatment. And they could stop it. Let's say it wasn't even already here yet. We know it's getting in from medical workers they're bringing in to Europe. Don't bring them in. Self-quarantine in Africa if you're going to go volunteer, if you're going to play the part of Superman. Now, let's get to drudgereport.com and some of the top stories there. Rhodes Subway, this is the doctor, hours before testing positive, had cleared enhanced airport screening. Continuing, cops caught, this is powerful video we're going to play in a moment, cops caught throwing Ebola waste in public trash cans. That's right. They've gone into his house, they're quarantining it, and then they just have cops throwing the garbage in the trash. The HHS says, trust us. It's kind of like Nosferatu. Count Dracula comes to your door. Trust me. Can you just invite me in? I'd like to be a friendly neighbor. And then there's our article, claim patients being disappeared. Thank God that DrudgeReport.com thinks that's important. Do you think it's important that a medical doctor on record who works for a major health center came on air and listed what he's being told is happening with people that appear to have Ebola disappearing? And now we have top doctor says U.S. system is engaged in an Ebola cover-up. Top doctor, U.S. health authorities waging mass Ebola cover-up. And it is true, that doctor we had on runs some medical centers, so he is a top doctor. And the CEO of the medical center called him and said, I like you, but you better explain this isn't in our medical center or you're going to be toast. And he said that wasn't his medical center. We said it's the Truman Center. But what we're getting at here is that I'm not just getting this from him. I'm getting this from Border Patrol on and off record. I'm getting it from ICE. I'm getting it from another major medical doctor in the DFW area, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, my hometown, the Metroplex, site of patient zero. And we have all these doctors who don't want to go on record saying basically the same thing, and we're desperately trying to work through all these cases and vet it all right now. But this is what they believe is going on right now. So credible doctors and healthcare professionals are saying that there's a cover-up going on. And no one is publishing this. No one is investigating this. No one cares about this but InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Everybody else wouldn't dare stick their neck out to save their own butts, in my view. Other conservative and libertarian talk show host, where are you on this? You have kids too. You don't even have to follow my story or our witnesses. Put a call out to medical doctors yourself. They'll call you. You can have them on. I was listening to a big syndicated radio show this morning, driving in, and they were saying, yeah, there's some people claiming that there's Ebola patients and they're getting covered up, but, you know, I don't know about those sources. Clearly a jab at us. Listen. You need, the people that have media power need to get on this right now. It's ahead of a midterm election. That's why they've got this czar in there, this Al Gore spin master who has no Ebola training to basically have the media shut up and engage in a cover-up. And that's the real evidence of how much trouble we're in, is having Cuomo, who says if you want to own guns or don't like abortion, get out of the state of New York. Total gangster thug. Saying to the New York Times and others in press conferences that, oh, this guy's self-quarantined, there's no danger to spread. Everyone knows, the police are on record, and the EMTs are on record, that when he was interviewed, he said, I've been all over the place. It's like this NBC reporter that was supposed to be self-quarantining. The one that says, the medical correspondent, the one that says, take your bleeping shots, your vaccines. And she was caught at a restaurant. This guy knows he came back from an Ebola-stricken area treating Ebola patients. Some of these doctors go home to their kids. Man, I would sit in Africa in a hotel room for 30 days before I came back knowing I didn't have it. And then the cops are in his house throwing Ebola garbage. And again, this broke on alternative media. It's now CNN. Notice how everything breaks on Infowars.com or Drudge or WorldNetDaily.com or it just none of it breaks on these so-called main channels because they're a bunch of cowards that won't stick their head up above the grass to save their own lives or to even be successful journalists. What do you think it's all about? Being a real journalist is about going with evidence but also with your gut when you've got to get it out there to draw attention to something. You people are a joke. So, Ebola has reached the concrete jungle. Population 20 million, NYC, Ebola confirmed in New York. Patient rode subway, went bowling, took taxi. And then I've got video, I'll dig it up here, of Cuomo saying it's not true. Man, these people make me sick. You know why people don't have any confidence in you, Cuomo? And the New York mayor is complaining as well because you're a pack of congenital liars. See, they don't work in the normal business world, the middle class retail business world, where everything is about quality, it's about service, it's about relationships, it's about people knowing who your daddy was and who your mama was. And all of you people in politics and big Fortune 100 companies going around with your PR and your screw jobs, you may have conned some of the people, but you can't fool most people anymore, and they're done with you. And we wouldn't believe, we wouldn't take a glass of ice water from you in the Sahara Desert if our life depended on it, because we know what you are, a pack of crooks and a pack of liars. Makes me want to throw up. Let's go over some of these headlines. CDC cleared Ebola patient. Craig Spencer at JFK, enhanced screening will not prevent spread of Ebola disease. That's what all the doctors have said. Pointing a thermometer at somebody's face isn't going to do jack diddly squat. They know to take Advil or ibuprofen, both will lower it, when you're coming in. Acetaminophen. These people, it turns out, know they're fleeing here to get medical treatment. What do you think happens when countries are collapsing and they're going to leave the conduit open to where? America. You can't fly to France, can't fly to Colombia, can't fly to Saudi Arabia, can't fly to England, can't fly to Germany, can't fly to Japan, can't fly to China. You can fly to the toilet. You want to come vomit and defecate all your bloody Ebola out? I'm not being gross here. This is what I'm really happening. We are a huge Ebola porta potty. That's what the globalists are doing to us. CDC cleared Ebola patient. Stocks fall on Ebola fears in New York City. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. Investors believe gold and silver may experience a rebound. Yeah, what did I say last week? My gut told me. It's not hard. A doctor in New York City is sick with Ebola. What do you know? New York Times. NYC health commissioner wrongly claims Ebola patient self-isolated. Yeah, that's another one that did that. And Cuomo did it. May have stopped and gone to a restaurant along the way. That's how you quarantine, is you go to a restaurant. Maybe he gets up there and, you know, in a hallucination with 104 fever, squats over the punch bowl. And that's how we all quarantine it. And humanitarian doctor tests positive for Ebola in NYC. Fox News, New York. Humanitarian doctor. You know, I don't really think he's very humanitarian. He's a doctor. He knows he should have. Or maybe he did self-quarantine. Maybe I'm wrong. That doesn't say that. In Africa, and then he still had it and got it on his way out. But I doubt that's the case. Just like this NBC woman. We're going to take your calls on this subject. If you're in the New York City surrounding area or Dallas, What's your take? What's your view on the police running around without protective gear holding Ebola waste? I mean, are we this stupid? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Something's going on. This Ebola thing is big, folks. There's a cover-up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 24th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,233.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,278.54, $639.27 for a half ounce, or $319.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,278.54, $639.27, and $319.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I don't point out all the times we've been right on hundreds of subjects to brag and say, gee, I'm real smart. They have never allowed Ebola into a country knowingly until now, and it's been done all over the world. The default is don't do that and it's illegal, from England to the U.S. But England is following the law. Spain and the U.S. are not. They've never, when there's a huge outbreak or pandemic of something super deadly, allowed people to fly in from that country. There's always a flight embargo put in for a time. Or people have to have a medical screening from a facility, a certified hospital, marked 24 hours old or no older to be able to get on the plane. There's different things they do. None of that's being done. So something's going on here. just like we said 2+ months ago and got attacked. And let me tell you, it's lonely when there's only Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com and WorldNetDaily.com that 2.5 months ago were warning about this and being attacked. What's wrong with people? I don't want to be one of the only people that knows what's going on. I don't want to be a nation of morons. Only our ignorance and trusting the system allows this. The good news is people don't trust the system, but they don't know what to do. And quite frankly, I don't quite know what to do either. We have them obviously bringing Ebola in. They're obviously covering up something. It's probably spreading all over. Okay, I've been saying that now. This doctor's got it. CJ keeps pointing out, and I agree with him, and they're running the board, that why is it only healthcare professionals that we're allowed to hear have it? Do you really believe that? No, it's because they can threaten their licenses, they have high IQs on average, and can be managed. And because the nurses' unions and people can't be shut up. So it's kind of a dichotomy there, a paradox. But if you're a poor African who came in here illegally or flew in with this open border visa, and that's who they report up in Missouri, disappeared out of the hospital there at the Truman Center, a black African out of West Africa, they're taking them to military bases, and no one is there to basically stand up for them. And quite frankly, I'm mad at them coming over here and don't like what they've done. It's clear that patient zero knew he had it and came over here and then died, spreading it. But if they set the precedent on these folks that are bringing Ebola in to disappear them with Obama's executive order, they can say Alex Jones might have had it and he disappeared. And if not this go-round, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, this is a giant test run for an airborne event, like the president said, and it could already be airborne, even the New York Times reported a month ago. 1 month after InfoWars reported on it, and Drudge reported on it, and then we were attacked for daring to say it could be going airborne and linking to CDC white papers from 2012 and the Smithsonian Institute. See, they don't like us because we link to real papers and real bills. Remember that congressman from Tennessee on Jesse Ventura's TV show, the one that I basically wrote the investigation for? I was in a bunch of the episodes, like 10 of the episodes, but that one I was on it. And I said, look at this bill. Go to this facility. Go to these plastic coffins for an Ebola outbreak, which they now admit were for that. Confirmed now 5 years later. But the show was 3 years ago, and Ventura goes to the congressman at the Capitol, and he goes, what about the bill for the FEMA camps to incarcerate political dissidents at the Emergency Centers Establishment Act? And the congressman with his fake southern accent goes, what bill is that, Governor? And he goes, there's no such bill, to Ventura. Ventura goes, yeah, there is. And he goes, I'm sorry, aliens aren't going to come out of big machines and eat my children. These are actual quotes. Ventura goes, here's the bill. And the congressman looks at it, I forget his name, and goes, oh, that bill. He sounded like Scarlett O'Hare in Gone with the Wind or something. I played that clip probably 100 times here. We can probably cue it up and play it again. Oh, that bill. And if you don't think there isn't media control, that's why I bring this up. I'm not allowed to say what happened, okay? I'm only allowed to say what Ventura's told on air. That Homeland Security went to Time Warner and threatened them. And they spoke on the floor of the House and filed an official complaint against Time Warner. And then that episode never aired again and was pulled off TiVo and pulled off YouTube. Folks are always re-uploading it, but the views with millions of views, the copies have been taken down. I'm not allowed to tell you what happened. That's the problem with being a journalist and wearing that hat, is I'm told things in confidence, and then I'm told, by the way, you can't tell anybody. But let's just say this. I'm so sick of not being able to tell people stuff. I'm going to get Ventura back on and insist he tell it. I'm tired of it. But believe me, folks, you want to know how evil this government is? You need to understand. You need to understand. People have died for the information you hear here. Do you understand that? I was sent information just 2 weeks ago by detectives on the West Coast. of a plot to kill me. And the guy even came here to do it. And then he was unable to, so he went and killed a cop. That's the kind of stuff I deal with on a daily basis. I'm not being a drama queen here, ladies and gentlemen. I was sent a file 3 inches thick by him. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. Do you understand that? He's dead now, too. But this is real. Do you understand that? And this person was, of course, linked to the feds, I should add again. So when they try to take InfoWars down, or they try to take me down, they're trying to take you down. Do you understand that? There's a reason Glenn Beck's got 50 security people now. I've got security. It's called M4 and 357. It's called deck gun, shotgun, semi-auto. But I'm not afraid. I expected all of this. I intend to take on the dragon. I intend to take on the New World Order, and whatever happens, happens. I mean, I'm not as a hard-working, smart person as my grandfathers were, and in many ways as my dad is. And look at the stuff they just routinely did back then. People will go fight and die in foreign countries for their nation, but our nation itself is being destroyed from within by globalists that hate this country, by enemies. Now I know when Ace of Veda was here, last time he said, you know, there are people here trying to kill you in the studio during a break, and he goes, and we've stopped it. He said, you better appreciate us. I was just like, huh? And now I've been sent the whole file, and I'm not even supposed to talk about it. And there's other stuff going on. So it's just over the top. My life is like a movie. And your life is like a movie too, ladies and gentlemen, because you've got most of the government that's not bad. Most of the corporations aren't bad. It's key people in high-level positions. And then most people, even in high-level positions, aren't bad. They just don't know what to do because the public is so ignorant and so stupid that even if they go public and ask for your help, most of you will just spit on them. Because anybody that sticks their head up, anybody that tries to tell the truth, anybody that tries to get involved, it's easy for all the cowards out there to just look at whoever's in the arena and then judge us and make fun of us and show how we failed or how we didn't do something right. It's a creed of losers. This country doesn't operate like America used to. And I'm not saying the country was ever perfect, but compared to others, it was special. It was unique. And now we still have some of the good left, but it runs parallel to all the bad. And I got calls from New York and Texas, from Dallas, and you name it, on your take on Ebola, what you're seeing on the ground in your area. Let me just recap what's happening, and I'll go to your phone calls. Humanitarian doctor tests positive for Ebola in NYC. In the past, if you were in a hot zone, you would then take yourself out of the hot zone in the country, self-quarantine for at least 30 days, and then come back in. I don't know why all these different doctors aren't doing this. And I've talked to medical doctors that say it's very suspicious. So why is it only medical, quote, professionals that are getting it? Well, that's because they're whisking away people who aren't and disappearing them. So where's the media on that front? Read the story at drudgereport.com. It's the top story in the top left-hand corner, the top block, bottom story. Claim, patients being disappeared. Go watch the doctor talk about it. We interviewed. Go look at Border Patrol saying the same thing. Go read our article, media, prostitutes out there. Get off the bench. Stop being cowards. Stop letting other people always take the front. And try to save this country. This is only happening because so much of the media are lapdogs and repeat whatever they're told to say. What are New York cops doing going in the doctor's house and bagging up the trash and medical waste and putting it out at the curb? What is wrong with this country? That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, Cuomo has come out and said that he'd self-quarantine along with the health commissioner. That is not true. You got cops in paper masks that do zero for Ebola and rubber gloves. And then the cops just took their gloves off and their mask off and then walk off with the mask in their hand. There was any Ebola on the front of that. I mean, this is a joke. Are we really this stupid? If we're this stupid, maybe we deserve the globalists to wipe us out. That's what they say. We act so dumb. And the police I know are pretty smart. They're not dumb like that. What is going on here? New York Times, can you get Ebola from a bowling ball? But they basically say it's extremely unlikely, more bull. Okay, I want to go to your calls. I've got a lot of other news on this front. I need to settle down a little bit. I was just thinking about what a Twilight Zone world this is. And how crazy it's gotten. We got jihadi people shooting up the parliament. We got open borders. We got our government funding Al-Qaeda while our troops fight them on the other hand. It's just pure evil. It's a policy of Satan is what I would call it. The mindset that's being followed is so evil. And if you don't know the MO of the globalists, it doesn't make sense. But once you know it, it's so obvious what they're going to do next. And they want Ebola to spread. So the question is why? We're going to go to your calls. I personally am trying to get my immune system boosted. I'm taking Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine from Deep Earth Crystal Source. No other manufacturer has it. It's 50% stronger than our last Survival Shield Classic, which is also available as well. It's weaker, so kids seem to take it better. Oxy powder that flushes out your guts to boost your immune system, absolutely key. We have the DNA Force that has the CoQ10 of the organic type and the PPQ of the organic type and a bunch of other key things that are known to basically be vitamin C squared. It's nutraceutical, the maximum level. I mean, just one serving of it, I think they were saying it's equivalent to 500 cartons of blueberries of just one of the ingredients. 1 kilo of one of the key ingredients, the BioPQQ, is $12,000 a kilo before it's then mixed and put into the bottles. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I think, and from what I've talked to Dr. Group and others, he's coming on next Tuesday with some of the documentation on this, that True Nation Iodine, like X2, is just as important, maybe more important, for bolstering your body's natural defenses than colloidal silver. And, of course, we have colloidal silver, 30 parts per million as well, at InfoWarsLife.com, and that is the silver bullet. The name is silver bullet. I don't believe anything is a true, complete silver bullet, because some people are just immune to Ebola, period. Other people, no matter what you do, they're going to end up dying. But that's what I'm doing. Get as much sun as you can. In my view, get your own medical advice. But folks have gone out and talked to their physicians about the advice I and others have said that we're using. It's not even advice. What I'm doing personally, what medical doctors and others, nutritionists and pharmacists have said here on the broadcast, we should get pharmacist Ben Fuchs on today. Maybe even a fourth hour of overdrive, he can do it, get his take on it. I know medical doctors that hear him that say he just has so much knowledge, even more than they have, on the front of compounding and so much more. The lung shield is absolutely essential when you're traveling, especially with all those key essential oils. InfoWarsLife.com. It coats the throat and down to the esophagus. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Fluoride shield for chelating. If you're getting those toxins out of you, you're going to have more of an immune system, obviously. Or 888-253-3139. We're going to go to John, Reverend Bruce, Ray, Mike, Patty, and others. John, calling from New York. Is it New York City or New York State? What's your take on this?
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. I'm actually right across the river in the state of New Jersey. I really appreciate you running tip of the spear on these issues. Very few people are. I have to be honest, I've tried to get my friends to prepare, and not many people are listening, and I can't explain it, but people should know, and you have this on InfoWars, that the U.S. Army, USAMRIID, has done studies on Ebola, and it has aerosolization comparable to influenza A.
Yes, sir. Kent Daniels wrote a story 3 days ago. I'll have it reposted at the top of Infowars.com because I want to focus on that. I apologize I haven't. They say that once the temperature goes below 45 degrees, that it then has the equivalent of influenza A and is basically airborne. Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So all I would say is I urge people, now is the time to prepare, because the government is not going to be able to, even if they wanted to, they're not going to be able to help us. But people are taking a back seat to all this because they say, well, the nurses are cured and the doctors are cured. They're getting blood transfusions and they're getting care that none of us are going to get if this goes viral, so to speak.
Because there won't be enough blood in the transfusions. There won't be enough donors.
Yeah, exactly. So now's the time to prepare. I mean, I think you're doing a fantastic job urging people to get their health up to par. And people should also consider get N100 masks, gloves, and be smart.
For those that don't know right now, it's already hard. I'm going to hold you over, sir, and let you finish because you're sounding a smart caller. So stay there. I want you to finish your point. What he's saying is the Army said 10 years ago, and again a few years ago in studies that Kit Daniels linked to that no one cares about, literally, the story hardly even got any views or reads, because it's so important, of course, something about Britney Spears or Madonna would, I guess, that once it gets cold, it's essentially airborne. Comprende? That's a fact. We'll be right back.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kits. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaks only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You take a model man.
Kit Daniels is reposting his articles, one of the top tiles, not in feature, but the top tiles that he wrote last week, or was it Monday, with the Army's own Fort Detrick reports that Ebola, once the weather gets cold, essentially is airborne. It's sunlight that ends up killing it. It's normally a jungle virus, but that's just in jungle mammals. But it actually likes cold weather. And I didn't know that until I read these Army reports. So I'm so glad I went to John's call, because I tend to lose the forest for the trees. That's why I'm freaking out. If they let enough cases in, a few dozen or so, which I think's happened clearly, and it starts spreading and then it gets cold in places like New York City, this is going to be like the flu, but maybe one half of 1/10 of 1% of the tens of millions that get flu die. This will kill 70%. And it's like a blood bomb goes off when somebody gets this. It will be hell. And I just want the politicians to know, you're going to pay. You're going to pay. John in New York, or across the water in New Jersey. Go ahead and make your point.
Sure. Thanks, Alex. Just one last point. I'll free up the lines. If anyone, I know you have a lot of interesting people listening, especially Hollywood people. I urge anyone that has any clout or has any connections, please tell the powers that be, they've got to stop the flights. It has nothing to do with racism. It's all about common sense protecting our country. And if this case in New York doesn't prove anything else, it proves that clearly having an open border policy is nuts, and it will let Ebola into this country and cause more clusters. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thank you, sir. And still, the border's wide open, and the flights are coming in, and they're doing the fake screening. And this is a plan. There's now no doubt. They want Ebola to spread in America. And I'm sick of it. And why do the criminals that run the government hate me? Because I don't want to die. I don't want my kids to die. Reverend Bruce in New York, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alice Jones.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I pray for you all the time. I'm from Long Island, and my major concern, first of all, is when they did when they broke into, I was watching TV, they broke in with this alert, and Governor Cuomo, the mayor, and everyone was on the screen and talking. And when they did the tour of the hospital, Bellevue, and talked about how secure it is and how we have all this elaborate equipment and all this quarantine, and they showed the nurses, the two nurses, one male, one female, dressed up in their garb. They showed it several times, how protected they were. They even showed how they are learning how to put it on and learning how they're taking it off. And they're glorifying this whole scenario of how we have it under control. My major concern is this. Africa is desperate. Those Ebola-ridden countries are desperate. When they see all of this on CNN, okay, about how wonderful it is in New York and how we have other hospitals in New York that are prepared to handle Ebola, they are going to crash our borders. They're going to crash Kennedy Airport, LaGuardia. They are going to run here.
That is an airport, just like a seaport or a land area. It is a airport. It is our border. You're right. And that's what they want with Central and South America collapsing. Advertise, come here, it's free. This is on purpose, exactly. But here's the $64 trillion question, and I'll hold you over, Reverend Bruce, and I'll go to Patty and Brent and everybody else. Why do they think they can get away with something this bold? What do you think?
Me?
Yeah. How do they think they'll get away with it?
First of all, the girlfriend is in quarantine. The girlfriend. If you love your girlfriend...
Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Enough attention on this. We can turn it around. I'm telling you. It's not too late yet. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200
200-million-year-old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.